USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia says it's ready to hold bilateral talks with the United States concerning Venezuela. Its foreign minister reportedly making the statement late yesterday in a phone call with the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Russia's been at odds with a U.S.-led campaign to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim leader of Venezuela over President Nicolas Maduro.
Now, it is true, I did not have a father who gave me millions of dollars to build luxury skyscrapers.
Senate Democrat and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders holding a rally in Brooklyn, New York, where he grew up, talking about the vast differences between himself and President Trump.
I did not come from a family that gave me a $200,000 allowance beginning at the age of three.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
The Conservative Political Action Conference wraps up with the headline speaker, President Trump, who goes on for about 2 hours and touts how America's been elevated in the world since he took office.
America is winning again. America is respected again. And the world knows it. When I meet with prime ministers, when I meet with presidents, and I get along with them, because they know that what's taken place over many years, not just the Obama administration, long before that, they can't believe themselves that they got away with it. They can't believe it. An impossible thing. And they like me.
He also says he has plans to take action when it comes to conservative speech on college campuses. If prevented, he says, they could lose federal research funds. And this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A New York City police officer facing 6 felony charges for allegedly making guns and then selling them to criminals. Greg Marinelli is an officer with the city's Department of Environmental Protection Police, and he was arrested on Thursday after state police and ATF agents found parts and tools to make guns at his home north of New York City. That includes a fully automatic rifle. Police say he sold the untraceable guns to motorcycle gangs and others with convictions that prevented them from owning firearms legally. Marinelli is now being held in the Orange County Jail. Another wild winter weekend as much of the northeastern U.S. is continuing to experience a wintry mix of rain and sleet. Some areas could get 6 to 12 inches of snow. Here's more from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Forecasters believe sections of the Ohio Valley to western and northern Pennsylvania, the middle of New York State, and northwestern New England could get the heaviest snowfall. Bob Larson with AccuWeather tells us elsewhere on Sunday, it'll be a wintry mix.
That's on the north and northwest side of the storm system. On the south side, it'll be rain and in some cases thunderstorms, and in between, a narrow but very important zone of freezing rain and sleet.
That is Bob Larson with AccuWeather. I'm John Clemens.
Now remember, if you're shut in because of bad weather this weekend, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.